My name is Shane McIntyre, and we're here at the Church of Ireland graveyard in Glenculumkill. And this is where the first station of Turris Columkill begins. So the very first station that we are looking at right now actually dates back to the Neolithic period. I think that's one of the most interesting things about Turris Columkill, is that it's made up of several different time periods, from pagan times, early Christian, and even the contemporary people that live in Glenculumkill today, with the different signage that's been put in place. And even number 13, station number 13, is actually a replica that was only built probably a few decades ago. So it's a nice mixture of several different time periods. And as I said, some are pre-Christian, pagan origins, and early Christian as well. So there's 15 in total. And this year actually marks 1,500 years since the birth of St. Columkill, who this area is named after and who the pilgrimage is in honour of. So the pilgrimage takes about 3 hours in total to complete, and usually it takes place on the 9th of June. So today in Glenculumkill, we would usually start the Turris at the Church of Ireland graveyard. In times gone by, everyone would not actually start here. So wherever you lived in Glenculumkill, whatever station was closest to your own house, that's where you would actually begin the Turris. So it's only in recent times actually that you would begin the Turris at the Church of Ireland graveyard. I think in Glenculumkill we're extremely fortunate to have such a rich archaeological presence in this area, from early Christian standing stones to Neolithic court tombs, court cairns, dolmens. It's just such a rich archaeological heaven in Glenculumkill. The Glenculumkill folk village probably has a great numerous amount of resources on the Turris, and actually a project that I completed myself. If you go around to each one of the stations, you will see a QR code on each one of the signs. We're looking at one right now, and you can take out your phone and scan that, and that'll bring you to an Instagram page, and you're able to read up all the information about each station. So the page tells you about what prayers should be said at each one, or what rituals would be completed at each one. So at several of the different stations, there's actually kind of traditions or rituals that would be completed at each of the stations. Some say that they might have pagan origins. So as I said earlier, that's one of the most interesting things I think about the Turris, is that it's a mixture of like both pagan and early Christian religion kind of all mashed into the one. It's not just the Turris we have. We have an amazing scenery in this area as well. Even over Mullan Moor, we have Neolithic tombs over there. It is one of the richest areas, I think, for archaeology, if you are interested in that. Two right beside the Church of Ireland graveyard are maybe the most special. You have the Neolithic tomb, which is number one, and then right over from it, you can see it. It's a 1 minute walk. You have another huge, we probably call it the iconic standing stone here in Glenculumkill. I think that dates back to the 10th century, and they all have several standing stones as well, have beautiful stone carvings in it. And I think some of the designs that you might see on some of the stone carvings, you would see them used in continental Europe as well. So you think in Glenculumkill we're extremely isolated here, but we're such a connected place in Europe as well, with the likes of the designs that are on the standing stones in Glenculumkill. You'll be able to see them in the likes of France as well. There would be locals that would complete it every year, and usually as well it would be done on the 9th of June during the daytime, but also one of the main times where people would do it, especially in times gone by, would have been on the night time of, I suppose it's the 8th of June going into the 9th of June at midnight. So I don't think a huge amount of people would do that anymore at the night time, but I think especially during the daytime, in the past few years, it's become quite a big event. I think people from the area realise how special it is and what an asset this could be for anyone with an interest in archaeology. So I think it is, hopefully it will go from strength to strength in the years to come anyway. My grandfather used to lead it himself, Francie Cannon and Jimmy Carr used to lead it in years gone by. They used to do it at night time all the time. Some years it would just be themselves that would do it, but there was always kind of the regulars that would do it at night time anyway. Past year anyway, we've gotten a lot of people doing it. People would do it maybe in the week and leading up to the 9th of June as well. The local priest did it this year as well. There was a lovely little group of gang doing it this year, and we had an information point of the Church of Ireland, and we were just giving out leaflets. Edges Gael have a lovely leaflet in three languages, Irish, Gaelic, and Scots Gaelic as well. And my book was for sale down there as well that I just completed this year.